Hi, Inelu. My name is Harkang Zerokenyumiele, and I'll be taking us on what I call the launch out strategy today. Now, the launch out strategy was a training session, and actually, it was an iMentor Cruise training session I had a while back. And I just believe that having a podcast of it would be an opportunity to advance and amplify the message to across borders, really. You know, so it's, instead of just making it a thing where it's just the participants that really got the best of everything, so I made it into a podcast, an audio version, where I will talk about all the trainings that I had with them during those sessions. And it's something you could try out in your room. Now, the thing about it is there would be a theoretical part and there would be a practical section. And the practical session makes it really worthwhile. And the beauty about it is that it's something you can do on your own. You don't need rocket science for this. All you need is a pen and a paper, and you're good to go. And also, but before we really start out, we need to get into the fundamentals and the introduction of what launch out strategy is all about. But launch out strategy, as we seem to know it, it's really simple. Really, launch out strategy is as simple as it sounds, but it's not as easy as it seems. One of the things we need to understand in life is that not everything is simple. Actually, the simple things are usually a trap. Get that information today. The simple things are usually a trap. The things that come to you all easy, no cost, there's always something to it that you pay for eventually. So in the protocol of the launch out strategy, which I train the participant and those who enrolled for the strategic training, I will just be sharing a few things with you that you need to put together, that you need to put together on your own end and cause to work out well for you. So one of the things you need to understand is that launching in itself is very simple, you know, but many do not have the courage to set out and launch out. Just to launch out, it's a word, you know, it's a verb, it's a noun. It's simple in itself. But it's when people want to perform those actions, because there are lots of variables involved. There are lots of underlying things that a lot of people do not really know about. And some people who are so myopic in the art of strategy or the understanding of intelligence and all things, they fall for those pitfalls. And that is one of the things I've considered and the things I've put together to make sure that you avoid those pitfalls as fast and early as possible. You know, so that is one of the crux of the launch out strategy. Now, one of the reasons people don't have the courage to set out or to launch out is because our society, really the African society, as at the moment I was making this podcast, has not been groomed in the essence of risk taking. A lot of people do not take risks. You know, in the primary school, the secondary school, even university, you know, people just want the path of least resistance, and that's one of the issues we're having as a society. That's one of the issues we are having as a people. That's why we're not growing. That's why we're not becoming better. We're not reaching for the optimum level, the biggest level, the highest level in our career, in our dreams, in our future, in our vision, and all of those things put together. So if you really want to launch out, you need some iterative of bravery, of courage, you know, and basically information. You need to know where to place your feet, where to put your head, and the direction you need to go. So I would believe that you already have a pen and a paper or a writing material of some sort where you put some things down, because it is very important that you do, and it's going to help you, you know, along the line as we continue in the course. Now, one thing you also need to understand is that this is why many people don't try out new things, like I said before, because we're really scared. We don't take risks, you know, and that's why people just are quite comfortable with the status quo. But greatness never comes by being confined to your comfort zone. You need to launch out. That's why it's a launch out strategy. It's the plans, the protocols, the steps that you need to take to really go on out and be who you're meant to be. Now, one thing I'll need to make you to understand is the launch out strategy is not just all about business. It's far more than that. It goes into your relationship, it goes into your mental capacity, your spiritual life. At one phase or the other in our life, we've got to launch out from our present situation. As a company, you need to launch out into the market and and just surpass your competitors. As in the career, you need to launch at and surpass your own abilities. You know, in your mind, you need to create, stretch yourself and expand and become a better version of you. In your spiritual nature, you need to gain a higher level of consciousness and just become more aware of all the things that's all around you. Become more attuned to truth. So launching our strategy is not just for the business-minded or for governance or policy. It's for everything. You can use it in every facet of your life. And that's why I'll be listing a few of the things you need to have in mind as you go in the place of launching our strategy. Now, there are 9 things that you need to put at heart when it comes to launch our strategy. I've given us the comfort of dividing these 9 things into 3 subsections. They're called 3 points. And I'll need you to write these things down or have them somewhere you can reach out to them or understand them later. Now, in launch our strategy, you cannot succeed unless you take note of 1 or all of these strategic steps. Now, what are these strategic steps? They're 3 in number. You cannot succeed in using the launch out strategy if you fail to use 1 or all of these steps that I'm going to mention to you now. The first thing is, number 1, do what you've never done before. It's simple, right? But it's quite difficult in the action part. Do what you've never done before. Just take that risk. Give it a try. See where it leads. Number 2, go where you've not gone before. Give yourself an exposure. Go to a new territory, you know, somewhere you've not been. Travel out. Go to the next state. Go to the next surrounding. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive. Sometimes it could just be a walking distance. At times it takes a train. Sometimes it's a flying distance. But the most important thing is you need to go out to somewhere you've never been before. Now, the third thing is also find exposure into territories you've never been. Advance into places. You know, it's quite simple in its sense. And really, that is what launching out is all about. You need to do what you've never done before. You need to go to places you've never gone before. And you need to find exposure. Read books that you've never read before. Read about fields you don't really seem to have interest in. And you never know you could get so much knowledge about it that you think about changing fields. You know, that's what launching our strategy can do for you. It brings opportunities you never learned existed closer to you. And that's the beauty of life. That's the beauty of relationship. That's the beauty of your spirit. That's the spirit, the beauty of being connected, you know, in every facet of life. Now, that's the first part, the 3 first part that you need to understand about launching out. And that's really the first things first. If you cannot do either or all of these things, then you're not ready to launch out. I'm sorry to say that, you know. Now, that's the first part. Let's take a pause a little bit. We're taking a pause so that you can understand or have time to relax. It's been quite pacey, this presentation, you know, but we need to relax and let all of those things just sit down and calm down in your mind. Now, the second 3 steps. I said we have 3 steps. We've mentioned the first one. Now we're going to the second one. Now, the second 3 steps, these are the things you should always have in mind when you're doing the first 3 steps. Do we understand that? Now, the first thing you need to have in mind is value. Think about value. What can you create? What can you do? What will make your life easier? What will make things simpler for you? Is there a way you can do things that would just make work faster for you? I'm not talking about cutting corners, for exposing your mind and looking at what you can do for the greater good of people around you. That's the first thing you need to have in mind. Think value. Number 2, think people. Because now the value you're creating is not for yourself. It's not about yourself. It's all about the benefit that you can give to other people. The benefit other people can enjoy. You know, so you shouldn't just think about value in a selfish manner. You should think about a general sense. Now, okay, people are poor. What can you do to avert that? Is there a poverty alleviation scheme? Or people are hungry. Is there a way you can verge into agriculture? You know, it's just about thinking first value what you can create, what you can do to make things better, then you think about people. Now, who are the people that would enjoy this thing? Is what you're creating just for a particular set of people, or everyone gets to enjoy? You know, that's the first two things. And the third one is profit. You know, and as you think about the value, and as people enjoy the values, can people pay? Is there a profit you get for providing the value that the people enjoy? So you need to think about these three things. Now, the second thing that I mentioned just now, it needs to be in your mind. You need to think about it by instinct. You know, so there are three. The first is value. The second is people. And the third is profit. Profit goes to you. Value comes from you. It goes to the people. So it's a triangle thing. You see how all of these things are connected by the time we're through with the session today. Now, you need to find a way to combine the first one that I talked about the launch strategy, about doing what you've never done, going where you've never gone before, and finding exposure to territories you've never been to, and merge it into value, people, and profit. Now, why do you need to do this? Why is this very important? Now, this is important because as you begin to do this, you begin to fortify your system, internal, mental, and spiritual system, you know, as you grow in life. It gives you a sense of purpose and direction, really, when you put all of these things into consideration. Now, the third thing, the third and final piece of it, you know, that this is just qualities that I've discovered, and I call them the power trident. These are the forces of the future. This is what every man who wants to be quite relevant in the future must possess. Take it or take it. You don't have a choice about it. You know, and I'm just going to be quite short about them. And there are three. The first is creativity. You've got to be creative. You've got to know how to bring something out of nothing. I tell you, this is the art of the future. If you cannot create something out of nothing, you're not going to be relevant in a few years to come. You know, so you've got to learn how to be creative. But beyond that creativity, I call it the transdimensional speed of creativity. You need to be able to work, function, think at the transdimensional speed of creativity. What does transdimensional speed mean? It means you're not limited to a particular sphere or dimension. You can go up and down dimensions, interfaces, and just bring about information or ideas that you can use to solve problems, because really, creativity is all about solving problems as well. The first is the transdimensional speed of creativity. This is how you must function. This is how you must think. The second one is intelligence. Now, I call it the limitless depth of intelligence. You need to know something about everything, and you need to know everything about something. This is where the future is going, and you cannot really live a significant life if you don't know this. Every great person knows something about everything and seems to know everything about something. There's a strategy involved with that I will not discuss into this session. I will do that in subsequent sessions. And the third and final one, but not the least, is strategy. You know, and basically that's why we're talking about a launch out strategy. But in this part of strategy, I call it the boundless scope of strategy. What does it mean to be boundless? That means you can have plans in plans. It's just like degrees and having powers of it, having contingency plans. So much so that when one fails, you instantly re-strategize because you already have a strategy bank where you have a lot of solution banks and all of that. I'll be talking about this in subsequent podcasts. So just subscribe and tag along and you'll feel the vibe as things go. Now, having gotten all of these things, now you've gotten all of the nine important points that you need to have in mind when you're trying to launch out, when you're trying to use the launch out strategy. But there are some things you also need to take along with you, and I'll just mention a few of them so that I don't bore you with so much details. Number one, you need to take note of this following when you're trying to envisage or use the launch out strategy. Number one, every part of you must be involved in that launch out. It's called a launch out because the whole of you is included, is taking part in the launch. You cannot leave some part behind as a backup. If you want to launch out, you need to launch out. And that's why you need to be creative, you need to be strategic, and you need to be very intelligent about the launch. And something else is that you completely leave where you used to be. You know, that's what makes the launch. And you let go of present limitations and background deficiencies, whatever information you have in the past that seems to limit you. Erase them. It doesn't really matter. You need to have a consciousness and a mindset that sees everything as possible. Now, as you're trying to go in the path of the launch out strategy, it's okay to feel scared, really. You know, but while you're scared, the only thing that can help you is when you add courage to those fears, because courage has a way of alleviating or eliminating fears. You know, and just go out all the same. Everyone feels scared at some point in time, at a point in life. But you just need to have the courage to go in spite of the fear, in spite of the challenges or the disasters, the darkness that seems to be in front of you. Because success comes by that. You take risk. Without risk, there are no rewards of value. One thing, this is quite funny, you know, as you're trying to launch out, you need to have a projection for your landing. Else there will be a disaster. If you're trying to launch, you must know where you're launching to. It's just like a quantum leap. You must know where you're leaping to. You can't just leap and stay floating. You need to project in business, okay, what are the returns? What will be the gross profit? In relationships, how much do you want to learn? In life, how much influence do you want to create? Do you understand? So you need to, when you're trying to launch it, you need to project or have an idea of where you will be getting launched into. Then on a final note, if you don't prove to be good at what you do, you'll be out of work, you'll be out of business sooner than you think. This is very important. There's so much competition out there. You've got to prove that you're worth the attention of people. You're worth the influence you want to inspire, the words you want to motivate. You know, so those are the 9 things and the little tips that you need to have in mind when we're talking about this launch out strategy. All right. All right, you're welcome back to the second section of the launch out strategy. Now, this is the very practical session. Sorry if I bored you with all of those theories in the first place. It was just necessary so that you'll be able to understand the practical part. So the practical part, I'm just going to breeze through it. It would be nice if you to have a pen and paper, or while you're listening to this, you get a pen and paper and you write things down, because it's practical. You need to practicalize. It's going to be a personal launch out strategy plan or template, which is for you, which is what you're going to use for your life, your business, your relationship, your career, or your spirit, everything in between. Now, of all the 9 points I've listed, you will need to write them down on the paper, and this will be your own model. That's what you would employ in getting your launch out strategy. Now, the thing is that these 9 things, well, you need to understand that it's a practical session, so the answers or the things you'll be writing from now on cannot be the same for everyone, because everyone roll out different interests. We don't have the same interests, okay? Now, the first one, when I talked about doing what you've never done, going where you've never gone to, and having this exposure to territories you've never been before, there are points that take your mindset. It's a mental thing. You need to work with it and create an instinct out of it. You know, the next step is all about a physical action. The first is the mind, you know, when I talked about all of those things. The second is a mental thing. You need to think value. You need to think people. You need to think profit. It's something physical. Value, you must create it. It must be tangible. You know, people are obviously tangible. You know, and all of that, they are all the physical things. And profit, you'd see them. You'd feel it. So you need to have that in mind also. And the last 3 points will be inward. It's a thing of the heart, and so you need to know how that works. And the classifications are very important because it will help you to know where to place which one and how to work with them eventually. Now, this is what you're going to do with all these three points each. You plot a model of these three things. You know, this is how you work with them. You make a three set distinct. You know, they're all distinct. They cannot be together. You make them as the points of an equilateral triangle. So you just like draw a big circle, and you draw three big circles. You space them well, and you just connect them by lines so that it looks like a triangle. Okay? So you now write each of those three points. Like the first three will be in the first circle of the equilateral triangle, the point, circular point. The second three points will be on the right side or the left. You can choose anyone. Then the third one will be on the third part. You know, so it's just going to be a triangle that you can work with. And you can just title it your launch out strategy. Your, as in, write your name there. You can, like, my name is Hark Heinzel. Then you would write Hark Heinzel's launch out strategy. So you personalize it because it's going to be very personal to you. Okay, now what you would do is you'd ask three important questions. All of those points, you would ask questions. And you ask who, W-H-O, who, where, W-H-E-R-E, and how, H-O-W. You ask these three questions for each and every of those points. So there are three questions for each of those points. For example, for each box, for each point, you'd ask who, where, and how. Let me give us an example. Let me take value, the second of the three points. Let me take value, for example. I'll ask the question like, how can I create or generate value? You'll be very honest with yourself. This has to do with your strengths, and your SWOT analysis is very important here. You know, how can I create value? You would answer that. Then, who will appreciate the value I create? You know, is it going to be for the young? Is it going to be for the aged? Is it just going to be for educational purpose? Is it for entertainment? You need to specify all of these things. Who will appreciate the value I create? Then, where will the value generate the biggest returns? There's a position, there's an environment that every value that you create is being nurtured well. So you need to find that environment, you know, study the people around, know what people want, and see how it will work for you. You know, and basically this is how you do for each and every one of those questions till you're done with everything. And you need to be as wide as possible. You need to be as honest as possible, because if you're not honest, then you're not helping yourself. It's just like you go to a medical doctor and you're just lying about diagnosis, and they give you a wrong drug. You know, so this is a personal thing. So you answer all of these questions and you plot them together. So you connect them, put the equilateral triangle, and you paste it somewhere you can see every day, and you begin to read the answers that you, the things you've answered, not the question system, the answers, until they become a part of you. Now, you do that so much that it influences how you think, how you talk, and how you act towards people. It might seem quite difficult at first, but eventually it's not. If you do this well enough, it's going to simplify your life. I can assure you that a lot of people have attested to it, and it's working for people, and I believe it can, and it will work for you. So that will be all for the launch out strategy. If you have any questions or you're not clear on something, you can get back to me. My email address is harkheinzelkenny@gmail.com. I'm going to spell that for you, don't worry. It's harkheinzelkenny. @gmail.com. So it's harkheinzelkenny@gmail.com. Or you can just search me out on social media, on Facebook, it's Hark Heinzel Kenny Omiyele. or just Google the word Harkang to see everything about me, my LinkedIn, my Twitter, my Facebook, my blog, you know, and all of that thing. And so just let's get talking. If you have questions, you can mail me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So launch our strategy is your responsibility. I've given you the prototype. I've given you the template. Now it's your time to work. Now how fast you choose to work is how much value you have for your life and how much you see yourself going into the future. I'd love it to know that you're not the first person hearing this. So some people have heard it and they've worked on it and they are racing ahead already. So you need to be fast about it and catch up as much as you can. But it's not really about competition against anyone. It's a competition against yourself. You just need to be better than you were yesterday. And the whole world will appreciate you for that. So that will be the all for this iMentor session with Harkang Zero Kenyu Miele. It's called the Launch Out Strategy. If you're tired of being at the same point, getting the same result, then I think it's time for you to launch out. It's time for you to take a leap of faith, a quantum leap, and leave where you used to be and go to where you want to be. And that is how I can help you. And that is what I just did. The Launch Out Strategy is for you. Use it well. Use it with wisdom. And I believe when it works for you, if it doesn't work for you, which I believe it will, mail me. Give me feedback. Let me know how it goes. And if there are better ways I could help, I sure would like to. Thank you very much for taking time to listen to the podcast. Until I come your way next time, always remember, unleashing soteria, lambano soteria, and may you always walk in the faith of the Lord. Have a great day and have a blessed day.